law enforcement remains a heavily male profession. The FBI in 2013 said women made up about 11% of officers in the United States. But there are exceptions. The Madison Police Department's commissioned personnel are 30% female, and it's been that way for nearly two decades. Research hasn't drawn any clear conclusions yet on whether men and women police differently, but a recent report in Politico found some clear differences between Madison's police department and others with fewer women on the force. Here with more is the author, Amanda Ripley. She's also a senior fellow at the Emerson Collective. Welcome to All Things Considered.
Thanks for having me.
The Madison Police Department has been made of at least 30% women for years. Now, why does the department say that matters for the mission they're trying to carry out?
Well, it's very interesting because talking to police in Madison is different from everywhere else we visited. They talk about the need to connect with suspects and victims and witnesses, the need to make eye contact, the need to form a rapport so that you can get information, so that you can help the person by giving them resources or suggestions. I think most people forget that the primary currency in policing is actually trust. Having different kinds of people on the scene increases the odds that you will be able to have that connection. And that's how they explained it to us, that it makes their jobs easier.
If a police department like Madison's wants to bring more women onto the force, have more women on patrol, how do they find those recruits and then convince them to join the force?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's worth noting that Madison's been trying to do this for decades, which is part of why they've had sustainable success. One of the things that the chief told us is that it works really well to reach out to Midwestern College female athletic teams. So they send out, you know, letters to all the coaches of the female teams in the area. They even got a couple coaches applying for the position. But it's also in how you frame the position, you know. Your chief there in Madison, Chief Koval, says that, you know, we are unashamed in advertising ourselves as social workers in blue. That's something that will turn off potentially a lot of candidates who are looking for a more sort of gung-ho, stereotypical job in law enforcement, and I think that's the idea. But in theory, if you frame something differently as, look, this is a way to help your community to deal with domestic violence, to preempt crimes before they happen, you're likely to get more women and different kinds of men.
You talked with a member of the force, Natalie Dybel, who says in the video that accompanies your story that she never forgets she's a woman in this job. And at that point in the video, you hear someone she's taking into custody shouting gender-specific profanities at her. Even if a department is saying, we value women, we want to have things done differently, that's not always the case in the communities that these women then go out and police.
Absolutely. And you've hit on something that I think is really key. There's this duality. I mean, the value of having different kinds of people in policing isn't just what they themselves bring to the table. It's also in how they're perceived, right? So the optics matter a lot for police. Seeing a female officer can kind of disrupt people's pre-existing narratives about cops, right? Which can be for the good. It can sort of make them do a double take, can open the door just a crack to a real conversation, but it can also work the other way.
And you also note that this department, like so many across the country, deals with the issues police face in this day and age.
What we saw there was something that we thought departments all over the country, federal, state, and local, could learn from, not just a more diverse police force, but a different mindset about policing. But it was not perfect, obviously. Police departments all over the country, including Madison, are dealing with a loss of trust in the community and accusations of excessive force. This is something that the chief brought up to us. You know, I think he was intentionally trying to point out that they're a long way from done.
Amanda Ripley, thanks so much for talking with me.
Thanks for having me.